Dr. Gajendra Kumar, Mantri Tuma.
Honorable Presiding Member, today is the 17th death anniversary of the late member of this House, Mamanithar Sivanesan, who was killed by the military in a claymore attack. I would like to pay my respects to him. Also, we are debating the media ministry, mass media. We lost the Tamil media world, lost two iconic figures, the Thinakural proprietor, founding proprietor, Mr. S.P. Sami. He's a legend in his field and an institution in his own right. Also, the Thinakural Sunday edition late editor, Mr. Bharati Rasanayagam, who also, as his last job, was the editor of the Jaffna Veerakesari edition. I would like to pay my respects to both of them also. The situation with regards to the Jaffna Teaching Hospital, Honorable Minister, the director of the teaching hospital has issued me a letter. He actually produced the letter to the district coordinating committee. I will table it and give you a copy of it. The letter is a fairly comprehensive letter where it calls for a cadre review and approval of the various figures. The details are there. I won't go into it because I don't have time. He also asked for infrastructure development. Specifically, he calls for a new maternity unit, dedicated cardiology and cardiothoracic unit, a special unit for advanced treatments, and infrastructure facilities to more than 30 clinics. Now, of these four, they are equally important, but of these four, if I may draw your attention very specifically to the first one, a new maternity unit, this has to be done, Honorable Minister. The maternity ward in the Jaffna Teaching Hospital was destroyed in 2012. Because it was dilapidated. And since then, I mean, 16 wards are now functioning in the space of 4 wards. If you go to the unit, it is an appalling situation where mothers are sleeping on the floor. I mean, it is just completely unacceptable. And where the current ward is functioning, mothers have to walk after C-sections, major operations. The mothers have to walk for almost 20 minutes to feed their children who are in the prenatal care ICU. So it is just completely unacceptable. You have to prioritize that, and I urge you to look into it and start something immediately with regards to that maternity ward. The director also asks for land. The Jaffna Teaching Hospital is supposed to be the fourth national hospital in the country. There is land situated in the Meenakshi Amman Road, which is currently being occupied by the security forces. This land is the property of the Jaffna Teaching Hospital. So he's asking that that land be returned to the hospital. He's also asked for land belonging to the Building Materials Corporation that is situated on Clock Tower Road. So these are matters that I would urge you to look into. The second issue that I wish to bring up very importantly is the Tellipalle Cancer Hospital. As you know, Honorable Minister, the Tellipalle Cancer Hospital, even though the cancer unit is staffed under the teaching hospital, it is physically in the Tellipalle base hospital. And there is this dichotomy of the base hospital and the cancer unit, which comes under the teaching hospital. So there are some recommendations that the doctors there have asked for their convenience and for better, for a more productive, work. A separate director and accountant to manage the cancer services is mandatory, according to them. A separate matron and overseer to manage the cancer services. All staff should be under the same administration. That is what they are asking. Then with regards to funding, a separate allocation of funds for the cancer services is essential. At the moment, again, it is a dichotomy between the base hospital and the teaching hospital. So they are asking for a separate dedicated funding. With regards to the support services in the hospital, They want the filling of the existing positions at the A-grade base hospital at a minimum. At a minimum, the vacancies for the consultant pathologists and consultant hematologists should be addressed in the upcoming annual transfer. And they are pleading that the cancer hospital be given a CT scan. I think for you'd agree. For a cancer hospital without a CT scanner, I can't understand how it can be a cancer hospital. So that is also something that you must look into. Honourable Minister, finally, with regards to the question of pharmacies. Now, there are serious shortages. Sometime ago, I brought up the question of the question of not pharmacists, who are the ones who come below dispensers. I brought up the issue of dispensers. Your minister has been good enough to call for some training of those dispensers, and I welcome that. But the practice around the region and globally also is that they have been phasing out this question of dispensers, and the pharmacists have asked us. They have almost 1,000 who are fully qualified and who are unemployed at the moment. So they wish, and I think it's a reasonable, because I've also spoken to the dispensers, they're quite happy to be absorbed into the pharmacist cadre and to replace the dispensers cadre with the pharmacist and to make those appointments, Honorable Minister. The reason I ask for these dispensers, because at the lower levels, you would agree that it's only dispensers who have to be filled. And the current dispensers, there was such a huge shortage they were doing 2-3 people's jobs and they just could not physically manage. The same situation exists with regards to the pharmacists, and I strongly urge you to consider their requests. I have a note with regards to other situations in the northern province. I will hand this over to you if you can look into it. I have very little time, so I would ask you to look at that.
Awesome.
Thank you.